This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Con, Lechavad Hanisuyim, Shel Yaakov and Dvora.
Gimel Nissen, Thursday the 14th of March, Rabbi Anthony Manning, Halachic Implications of Kavod Avreis.
Good morning, everybody. Apologize for a croaky voice. After 2 weeks in North America, it's the British weather that has finally got to my voice. But hopefully it'll be strong enough to reach you at the back, and strong enough to reach whoever's listening on the recording. Everybody should have a sheet in front of them with some of the sources. We're not going to see all of these, but we'll have a chance to look through most of them. I'd like to look at Kavod Avreis as a sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. In half an hour, we can't possibly cover it in depth. But this idea of the way the halacha relates to human dignity and human embarrassment is very central and critical as a theme, b'halacha and b'hashkofa. I've called the presentation Halachic Implications. This is, if you like, halacha shaloya libe d'hilchasa. I'm not paskining any shilas here. And certainly we're learning halacha in order to be able to understand the sugya better, but obviously for specific questions, everyone will go to their own pasuk. The Gemara in Brochas sets out the sugya. Let's just look at it very quickly in source number one. Hamotik kilayim bevigdoi paishtam afinu bashuk. If you find kilayim, shatnas, in your clothes, you have to take them off, straight away, even in public. My time, says the Gemara, what's the reason? Ein chacha ein tzvuna ve'ein eisa v'negid Hashem. You can't rationalize mitzvahs. You can't say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not want me to be undressed in a public public place. On the contrary, you can't do an Aveira. Aveira is it's an Issa, and therefore you can't rationalize it away. If there is any element of Aveira here, we don't give Kavod even to a Rav, even to someone who is Mechubad. You can't do that. I was once as a junior lawyer, invited to one of my partners for a meal. I told him there was really nothing that he could make me that I'd be able to eat, and he said, nonsense, I'll research it, and I'll make sure that I make you something kosher. He's a non-Jewish fellow. I went there with my wife, and he presented me with a plate of beautiful trefa chicken, cooked in trefa milk, and the whole thing, and he said, I researched everything, and there's no pork, there's no shellfish, there's nothing. It's fine, you can eat this. So, of course, how can I not eat it? You know, it's my job, it's my livelihood. Chas v'chalila, ein chochme, ein tfuna, ein eisel neged Hashem. You can't rationalize away mitzvahs, God forbid, even if it means getting undressed in the middle of the road. Even men or women, doesn't make any difference. Now, the Gemara challenges this with three challenges. It says as follows, Toshma. God will cover the Brias, Shadoche es lois ase, Shabbatorah. No, surely Kavod Avreis overrides an Issa min HaTorah. Vamai, why should that be? Lema ein chochma ein tzvuna ve'ein eitzel neged Hashem. So Tegema Rav Bar Shva, Kamei the Rav Kahana, Belav the lois sase. So the first thing the Gemara says is like this. Yes, indeed, Kavod Avreis does override an Issa min HaTorah, but it's the Issa of lois sase. It's the Issa not to go against Dinei Derabbanan. All dini derabbanan are based on the lav d'oraisa of lo sasa. Mishum kavod abriyas sharu rabbanan. The rabbis were meichel their kavod. This is how Rashi learns in source number 14 over the page. The rabbis were meichel their kavod when it comes to kavod abriyas, so that dini derabbanan do not apply in many situations when there's an issue of kavod abriyas. And we'll give some examples of that coming up soon. Bezrat Hashem. So that's the first example. The Gemara is still trying to find a din Torah which is overridden by Kavod Avreis. So it's like this, Toshma. Vitalam Tamehem. This is a din of Hashavas Aveda. Pamim Sha'ata Mitalamehem. Sometimes you have to ignore Hashavas Aveda. Upam Sha'ata Mitalamehem. Sometimes you're not allowed to ignore Hashavas Aveda. Haketan, how does that work? If you're a Kohen and the Hashavas Aveda is in a cemetery, is in a Beis HaKvaras, obviously you can't go in. Or hey, a zokein, and this is the example the Gemara is bringing, the Eilafi Kvoidoi. Let's say you're a zokein, let's say you're a mechubad person, and you find a Shavas Avedis underneath a truck, some underneath a lorry, then you're going to have to crawl on your hands and knees and get your filthy in order to get. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to crawl underneath, because it's Eilafi Kvoidoi. That's a different halacha if it's going to cost more to get it back than the thing's worth. That's why it says v'hitalamta, because there are situations where you don't do Hashavas Aveda here because of Kavod Avreis. Amai says the Gemara, how can this be? You can't rationalize away mitzvahs. How can you turn around and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want me to give this back because it's loy lefi kvoidi? The answer is, no. Isurim im amayna loy afinan. You're right. When it comes to isurim, like shatnas, like eating treif, you're right. You can't rationalize away. But with Maman, there are different considerations, and the poskim learn out, because Hefka based in Hefka, they can turn around and say, well, in this circumstance, you don't have to give it back, etc. So it's found one example in Mamanus, where maybe you don't have to give it back because of Kovet Abrius. And the third case is very interesting. It says, Tashma, Ola Achoisa. When it comes to Nazir, it says a Nazir is not allowed to be Matama himself for any of the close relatives. Even, it goes to a list, this one, even his sister. So the Gemara says, "My Talmud lo, why are you telling me specifically the sister?" Let's say someone was going to shecht the korban Pesach, and going to do a bris mila, both very important mitzvahs, asay which are chad kares if you don't do them. Okay, the shamash meis la meis, and he finds a meis mitzvah. There's a meis mitzvah there. Okay, yachol kashem she'enu matama lehem, kach enu matama lemeis mitzvah. You might have thought, just like a nozir is not allowed to be matama for anybody, he's not allowed to be matama for a base mitzvah as well. Talmud Laimin says, no, la'chaisoi. La'chaisoi hu deinu matame. For his sister, he's not allowed to become tame. Avam matame hu le'meis mitzvah. He's allowed to be matama for a base mitzvah. Why? How come all of a sudden the Nazi can be matama for a base mitzvah? Laimin, why don't you say, ein chachma ve'ein tzvun ve'ein eitzel neged Hashem? Just because of Kovod Abrius, he's going to be over his suri d'oraisa. He's not allowed to be to become tame. So the Gemara answers, no, sheva al tase shali. The Torah allowed a person to be over on a mitzvah's assay, b'sheva al tase. He doesn't have to go and shecht his korban Pesach. He doesn't have to go and do his bris mila because of kovet habrias, a passive non-commissioner, a passive non-observance of a mitzvah would be allowed here. Are you going to ask me, what about the tumah? He's become metam himself. That's an active thing. We'll see that in a minute. So the Gemara here basically has laid down three basic principles, which are three areas in which it's appropriate, or maybe sometimes appropriate, to do Isurim because of Kovod Abrius. One of them is Derabonons. One of them is with Isurim and Momonus. We saw that in the second paragraph. And one of them is a passive non-observance of a Sheva Al-Taseh under certain circumstances. And we'll deal with the examples of these in a minute. The Gemara gives expression to this in number 2, which is a Gemara in Menachas, where it spells out these principles. Let's just learn it very quickly. Ravina Havakatl Abasre de Mabar of Ashi Bashabsa Derigla. So Ravina was walking behind Mabar of Ashi on the Shabbos before the regular, where they were learning the halachas of the Yontif. The Shabbos like God next week. Okay? Issachar and Chutta. And the Rav, okay, Mabar of Ashi, he tore off the corner of his on Shabbos, he tore off by mistake the corner of his talus. So one of his sitters was ripped off. The first version of the story is he didn't say anything to him. Didn't tell him. He's walking around with three tzitzis, and he didn't tell him. What's the problem walking around with three tzitzis? He's carrying the other three tzitzis on Shabbos, because they're not doing the mitzvah, and also he's not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis properly. In fact, he's wearing something with four corners, without tzitzis on it. Kanmata Lebese, when they reached the house, Amale, he said to him, Nehasa Mifsik, by the way, you should know, you ripped off your tzitzis back there in the street. Amalei, he said to him, Iyamatli, you should have told me. What's the matter with you? You should have told me. If you'd have told me, Mahasam Shabisi, I'd have ripped off my clothes in the street. Ah, so the student says to him, Ravina says to him, Bahamar Mar, God will cover the Abrius. Shadoiches Loisa Shebetaira. What do you mean you'd have ripped it off? God cover the Abrius. Surely you would have not taken off your clothes in public. To which the Rav answers, Tirugama Rav Ashvaka made the Rav Kana, Balav the Loi Sosa. Never chas v'shalom. That's only with Dinei Rabbanon. But with Dinei Daraisa, of course I would have taken it off. You should have told me outside. Which fits what we said before. The second version of the story is the Ikada Amri, Mehasam Amalei. Now actually the student told him out there in the street. He said to him, you ripped off your tzitzis. The Amalei, it's the other way around. The Rav says to him, Ma daitich, why are you telling me now? What do you think? You think I'm going to take my clothes off in the middle of the street on Shabbos afternoon? The Amamar, doesn't it say, God will cover the Brias, Shadoches, Lois HaShem Shebetayra? Cover the Brias, you know, I don't have to take my clothes off. And now the student asks him, the Hatirgama Rav, Rav Vashvah Kameh the Rav Gehana, but don't we understand, Belav the Lois Sosa, that's only with Rabbonos. How can you be walking in the street on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Hachinami karam lista rabbonon hi. It was a rabbonon. It was an area where there was only lista rabbonon to carry, and therefore he was allowed to carry. In other words, the Gemara has fleshed out these principles, this idea that under certain circumstances, a person is allowed to do a drabonon for kavod abrius to what would otherwise be an issa drabonon, but not otherwise an issa dorais. Five. There is a Tosfos in number three, which seeks to maybe take this a little bit further, which we're not going to have time to get into in detail, but he wants to ask about the Nazir. One second. The Nazir, when he was being metame himself for a meis mitzvah, is doing an active breach of an issa Torah in order to bury the meis mitzvah. What do you mean? It's not a drabonon, it's not a passive breach, it's not momonos. How come he's allowed to do it? So he wants to suggest that maybe there are even other mitzvahs, which are, like, if you like, not as high grade. Look at what he says, number three. Elamira, do you mean Nazir logam rinan? Maybe Nazir is an exception. Gemala Nazir shekein yeshna b'sheila. Maybe Nazir is less of a full issa Torah because you're like, you could get out of it. You could do Hatoros Nadorim. You could ask the Rav and you could get out of being a Nazir. V'chein mikoyen, similarly with the Kohen, the idea he was a Kohen. Malakon shekein lav she'ena but a shavah l'kol. In other words, the Poskim want to see if they can expand this area of Kavod Abrius to other areas, not just Rabbanans, etc., etc. And therefore, this is an area of halacha, which, if you like, is a developing area, and the Poskim wants to try and find where Kavod Abrius fits in. The halacha, Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in number five, Paskin is just like we've said, and we'll give some examples. Haroi kilayim shel Torah al chaveiro, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you see, not just on yourself, you see your friend wearing clothes, and you realize there's Shatnas in them, you had that suit tested last week, and you realize it's Shatnas, and he doesn't know, okay? I feel a hayim halach b'shuk, even if he's walking down Golders Green Road, okay? You have to jump on them and strip the clothes off. You have to rip the clothes off immediately. If someone ever does this to you, you'll know that they're doing it l'shem shamayim. They read the Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't think badly of them. I feel a hayim rabbi, even if it's your rav. Ve'im hayim sheldivrayim. If it's Shatnas drabbonon, you have to know your shatnas. There's the rice and the drabonon. Ain't a karim alav. Ain't a poish to the shuk. You don't have to take it off in the shuk. You don't have to tear it off. Adshe magiyu lebeis until you get back home. Vim hayshel toira poish to miad. You see the application of this mitzvah. This is halacha. And people ask, what about sneers? How can you walk around the street in your underwear? That's not appropriate, whether you're a man or you're a woman. How can you be telling people to take off their clothes? So it's a good question, but I just maybe want to suggest an answer. People often forget that the concept of sneers is not just how a person is dressed, but it's a person's whole approach to mitzvahs. I just wanted to point out number six, in also talking about kilayim in a different context, talks about moichrei ksus, people who sell clothing, okay, and whether they're allowed to wear the kilayim if they're just selling it rather than wearing it for benefit, okay, they're allowed to wear the shatnas clothes that they're selling as long as they have no kavana to get benefit from them, okay, the people who are tsanua, mafshilim b'makel, they avoid this. So, in other words, tsnuim are people who are medaknikim b'mitzvahs. Look what the Rambam says in number 7. Kfar b'yarno, this is on a different Mishnah, but it's the same idea. She tsnuim heim medaknikim b'isurim. When the Mishnah talks about tsnuim, it doesn't just talk about people who have sleeves to here or clothes to there. It talks about people who are medaknikim mitzvahs. And therefore here, it's a kiyum of tsnius in this particular circumstance, to take the clothes off, because that's the appropriate thing to do, la halacha, and therefore there's not really a kasha. Well, isn't it? No, the answer is no. Ein chochma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein esle negid Hashem. Now, what's very interesting is some applications of this halacha, that in certain areas of drabonon, a person is allowed to do what otherwise would be an issa drabonon, rather than breach kavod abrius. There are a number of examples that are brought through halacha. For example, a person is stuck in the bathroom on Shabbos, and they don't have any paper which is cut, which they're able to use. The Gemara in Shabbos, in a number of places, talks about the ability to override Hilchas Muksa in those dates in order for a person to be clean, for hygienic, etc. on Shabbos, for Kovod Habrias. So too many of the poskim talk about the fact that you're able to tear the paper with a shinui, so which would otherwise be a drabonon. You can't go around starting and break the Shabbos with a shinui, turn the lights on like that, you can't do that. The answer is no, for Kovod Habrias, it may be appropriate to do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about somebody who needed to take medication on Shabbos, for a michush ba'alma, for something which wasn't serious, which would have been awesome in Rabbonon, but they had extremely bad breath, bad smelling breath, and it was very embarrassing. Everywhere they went, people ran away from them. Okay? So he said, no, kovod habrias, it's appropriate for you to be able to do that on Shabbos, even though there would have been an issur Rabbonon to take the medication on Shabbos. Nevertheless, he said, you would be allowed to do that. The halacha talks about scraping off. Sorry, I hope you can hear what I'm saying. Just about the halacha talks about you asking a non-Jew to scrape off certain kinds of mud from your clothing in a way which would meet the Rabbanon. Again, because that would be because kovod habrias. How can you walk outside on Shabbos with stains on your clothing? You shouldn't be doing that, and therefore kovod habrias would sometimes allow that. For example, what about dyeing your hair if you're prematurely grey? Okay, I'm only 22 years old, you should know, so I also know, I'm just joking. But if you're prematurely grey and you need to dye your hair, and you pass him that it's a situation which is a drabon, it's all shy, I'm not getting into that now, whether dyeing your hair is drabon and doraisa of begedisha and all that kind of stuff, would that allow you for kovod habrias to do that? A very common example of this is, let's say a shliach tzibur needs to use the bathroom, and they're standing in front of the shul, now it's an issur drabon to daven if you need to use the bathroom, or even a little bit. So normally you'd have to go out of the shul, but for someone standing, it's Yom Kippur morning, and he's about to have Musaf, he's going to walk out of the shul and come back in 10 minutes' time. Again, I'm not passing any halachas, but this is a classic kovod habrias example of a situation which may be allowed. Something that people talk about a lot, which is a whole Pandora's box I'm not going to get into in detail, what about shaking hands with people, with women, because you don't want to insult them, it's kovod habrias, you know, you don't want to turn someone away, etc. That's a whole debate, because you're assuming if a person makes that argument, which people do, that shaking hands would be an issur d'rabbanan, not an issur d'oraisa, and that depends on how you learn the whole sugya of leisikrevu. If you learn that it's an issur d'oraisa, then kovod habrias won't help you, and if you learn it's an issur d'rabbanan, then you can get on to a discussion of kovod habrias. Maybe you learn that it's not an issur at all, because there's not derechiba. I'm not getting into that whole suggestion, that whole discussion here, but these are some of the examples of where kovod habrias may override what would otherwise be a siddur d'rabbanan. Please turn over the page, and I want to look at another couple of things. When we talk about kovod habrias, we're talking about Jewish people, we're talking about everybody. So it's very mashma from the Rambam and other places that we're talking about everybody. Have a look in number 9, when he talks about a beis din, and what a beis din is allowed to do. It says, kol ele advarim lifi masha yira hadayim. It has to be according to what the dayan feels is appropriate. Extrajudicial punishments. Shizero lekach v'ashal atzricha. Whatever the times require. Obachol. And in all cases, he says, you masav l'shem shamayim. The dayan has to be very l'shem shamayim. V'ali ye kovod habrias kalveina. Don't, for one second, underestimate the importance of kovod habrias, of treating people properly. So all the more so with Jews, where there is an extra element of kovod, but certainly with everybody, it seems from the Mashma, from the Rambam, and other places, I brought you the Mishnah Brikki Avos of here, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem, and the Tosfos Yontzef there, that seems to be talking about this whole idea of kovod habrias and the tzelem elokim, which we'll see at the end. This is based in that, applying to all human beings, not just Jews, but non-Jews as well. One area which is fascinating, which the Ramah picks up on, is in number 11. Have a look here, because I didn't bring you the Ramah before, and this opens up a whole other possibility. Haroi kilayim shel Torah achaveira, afilo haya mahalech b'shuk. You see your friend wearing kilayim, even in the shuk, haya kofetz lo v'korah ma'alav miyad. Again, we're back to this fellow jumping on his friends in Golders Green Road and ripping their clothes off. Okay? Now, Afilu haya rabbi, says the Ramah, v'yesh onum de'im haya b'loivish haloivish shoygeh. If they don't realize that this is prohibited, they don't know they're wearing shatnas, Ein tzarich loyma b'shuk. Okay, the mishum kavod abrius yishtoik. Because kavod abrius, you're allowed to keep quiet. Don't stop someone from doing an avera b'shogeg if they don't realize they're doing it. Now, this is very interesting. If you see somebody else doing an avera, but they don't realize they're doing it, so you have a mitzvah deraisa, tochacha. You have a mitzvah deraisa to get involved, to tell them they probably would want to know. So we already saw that kavod abrius doesn't just set aside rabbonos, but it set aside even Torah mitzvahs b'sheval taseh, if you're doing it passively. So I have a Torah mitzvah to do tochacha, okay? So kavod abrius will allow me not to do the Torah mitzvah tochacha, says the Ramah, because the other person is doing this b'shoge. So there are fascinating applications of this. Have a look in the Shulchan Aruch number 12. Kayin sheshochev arum, a kayin who goes to sleep at night and he doesn't wear pajamas, is a raya. The kohenim should wear pajamas, okay? Which kind of pajamas I'm not prepared to talk about now. Go to Marks and Spencer's, you work it out. Okay? Behu ba'oyelim ames. This could happen. Lo yaleinu, somebody dies in the building, and there's a kohen living upstairs, okay? Ein lahagid loy. You don't have to tell him that somebody has died. Ali yikra loy stam. You just say, time to get up, okay? She yatsi kidei, you should go out, because she yalbi, she has my tchila, so he'll get dressed first. Aval im kfar higidoy loy. But of course, if you already told him there's a mace downstairs, of course he can't get dressed. How can he get dressed? Every second that he's in the building, assuming that it's Tumah Doraisa in the building, then he's over in Nisurim. But you don't have to tell him that there's a mace downstairs, because that's a kavod abrius issue. You can allow him to do the issa of being in the building with a mace, and only once he's dressed, you can tell him to go outside, which is very interesting. The daf came who al ba'al mace, shehu Tumah Doraisa, but that's only if it's a Tumah Doraisa. Avalim hu bebeis apras, if it's a Tumah Drabonon, or Eretz Amim, shehu Tumah Drabonon, yalbish atzmo tzechile, let him get dressed first, the God will cover the breeze. You see, this halacha is paskin in Shulchan Aruch in a number of different places. Let me give you two rather hair-raising examples that were brought to the poskim. Fascinating cases. Well, Avadi Yosef had a shayla based on this, which was brought to him, of a young woman who grew up in a frum home and went rather off the rails and managed to get herself pregnant. And she had an abortion, and later she pulled herself together and she did tshuva, and she's back on track. Years later, she marries a chosh of a young man. They get married, everyone's happy, and I don't know what came up in the shidduch inquiries exactly, but the fact that she'd had an abortion did not come up in the shidduch inquiries. Whether it should have done, okay, that's a different question. Shidduchim is a whole different shit, which obviously I'm not going to get into right now. What happened is, of course, this young, nice young couple had a baby, and he's very excited. It's Pidyon HaBen. It's a little boy. It's a Pidyon HaBen. And he's going through the whole thing, and he's saying, and he's getting it ready, and they're making it. And she's thinking, but there is no Pidyon HaBen here, but he doesn't know that, because she's already had. She's not Peterechem. So the shaila was, do they tell him, which could well break up the whole marriage, it'll be a terrible public bizarre uncovered abrius embarrassment, or do they let him go through with it, make the brochas, ashek in the shanu, and the whole thing, and pay the kohen, and let him go through with it. Rabbi Vadi, there are rules that they, for covered abrius, she doesn't have a mitzvah tochacha to tell him that the pidyon haben is actually not real. And by the way, that's a very serious business. The brocha as well, to make the brocha like this. It's an interesting question as to whether how that works. That's a doraisa. No, but one second. Her mitzvah is a mitzvah of tochacha. He's doing it, but he doesn't know what he's doing. She's asking the shayla, not him. She's asking, do I have to tell him to be mafresh him, me'issa? And he's saying that you don't have to be mafresh him, me'issa, because of the kavod abrius. Because he's a shogeg. That's this remark. Another interesting example, which was brought to the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda was asked the following, even more hair-raising question. There was a situation where a young bocha at the time of the Noda B'Yehuda was lodging with a family. And he married the daughter of the house, which was very nice. And they got married, and they were happily married, all very good. But actually, unbeknown to anybody other than the bocha and the mother, they'd actually had an extramarital affair. And later, the bocha wants to do tshuva gemurah, and he says, look, you know, I have to tell the father-in-law, because he doesn't realize this happened years ago, and he's doing Yisurim on a regular basis, and somebody has to tell him. And I want to do tshuva. And the shaila was, the kavod abrius, the public bizoyim of revealing this information, does he have a chiyuv of tochacha to tell the father-in-law, even though that's going to break up the marriage and cause enormous public desire? And the Nodi Behud is dealing there with the Kovet Abrius angle, that is there a mitzvah of tochacha, etc. He finds another solution which actually avoids the problem there. But this is a very serious issue, and you'd be amazed at the kind of cases that it comes up in. One of my favorite cases on this particular issue is number 13. The Ramah, this is a Masha Shahaya in the Krakow, where, as I'm sure you're aware, they used to get married on a Friday afternoon, because people couldn't afford to eat meat twice a week, so they'd have meat for Shabbos, and that would also be for the Sudas Chasna. So what happened, the famous case, they were, well, let's have a look at what he says. Number 30. So the Shulchan Aruch passes Ein Mekadshim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a wedding on Shabbos. Says the Ramon, the Yesh Matir in Lekadesh, maybe you are allowed to do a kiddushin on Shabbos. Hechada Eloi Ishu Bonim, in a case where the man has no family, okay, he has no wife, he's not done pruravu. The Eshaduhu Adin, Echnis Lechuppah, even you're even allowed to bring him to the Chuppah, Shari. The Afa Gav the Loi Kaiman on Hachi, even though we don't pass in like this opinion, you can't get married on Shabbos. Because Makam Soim Kemel Zeb Shas Atchak, you can rely on this in certain situations. The Gamki Godl Kovad Abrius. What's the case of Godl Kovad Abrius? So this young couple, the Chos and the Kana, they were probably in Gansan, about 14 years old, sitting in Krakow. They're about to go into the Chuppah Friday afternoon, and they're walking towards the Chuppah, Masha Shehaya, and the parents start arguing about money. You know, it was very nice of you to agree to give this, to buy them this. We didn't agree to give this. We didn't agree to do that. And before they look around, everyone's shouting and screaming, the whole thing's falling apart. So they take the parent, the machatonim away, and the Ramah gives them, the schmoozes with them, and eventually, Baruch Hashem, they work out all the money, they work out everything. So they say, fine, let's get on with the chasm. They start back on the chasm, and someone says, no, 1 second, it's Friday, it's Shabbos. 3 stars, it's definitely Shabbos, there's no shaila about it. We'll do the wedding on Motzei Shabbos. So the Ramah says, we will not do this wedding on Motzei Shabbos. We will do this wedding on Shabbos. What? You can't do a wedding on Shabbos? See, it's the Kovet Abrius. For this Chosin and Kala, this Nebuch, this Kork, who knows if the family will even be talking to each other by Motzei Shabbos? You know? To leave this young boy and this young girl on Shmilkas, so Motzei Shabbos, ain't davar kaze. Kovod Abrius is doicha, this is Rabbonon of doing a wedding on Shabbos. He felt that this is the Kovod, and he got into big hot water for this. People were sending him letters. Is this true? He heard that you did this, etc. And he did it, and he even passed in the Shulchan Aruch. They couldn't tell him it's against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So anyway, that's... So, was that? No, that's the problem. That's the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon is the Kenyan, and Kovod Abrius overrides the Kenyan in this situation. Anyway, we need to just finish in the last 2 minutes. Just in the last couple of minutes, just to give you a bit of background, where do we know this idea of Kovod Abrius? Such an important central idea of Kovod Abrius. It overrides all these areas of halacha. So I brought you a number of possible issues here. Possible sources here. First of all, in number 15, there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabba that says when you insult another person, when you embarrass another person, it's not just a person you're embarrassing, it's a selim elokim, there's a chelek elokam imal, and therefore don't think about who you're embarrassing, think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is also, if you like, represented by this person. Also in 16 and 17, the halacha of Dalet Vehei, this is very famous, where if you take a sheep, if you steal a sheep, or if you steal an ox, so you have to pay more for having stolen the ox. Why you have to pay more? Because the guy says he went through the whole indignity of schlepping the sheep on his back. That itself is a little bit of a payment already. And the Gemara there says, Chama Godel Kovod Abrius. And Rabbeinu Bachya learns there that this is one of the derivations of Torah. And finally, it's worth understanding always the basic fundamental halacha bein Adam l'chaveru in number 19, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We have a mitzvah to copy Hashem, to look at Hashem's midas in the world, to see how Hashem runs the world. And it's clear that Hashem is choshesh for Kovod Abrius. He's Malbish Arumin. He looks after people who don't have other people to look after them. And therefore, our overriding obligation to follow Hashem and to copy Hashem requires us to be always focused and conscious of Godel Kovod Abrius, which is such an important Jewish principle. Thank you.